and plan some upcoming events for the youth group. The youth group this year is also doing t-shirts for our theme verse. So we have a an interest form out in the foyer if you'd like to make a donation for a t-shirt. You can join our youth group and wearing some cool t-shirts all together. We also have Young Adults Bible Study tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Kelly and I's house. And we have Club Rock, as always, on Wednesday after school. Are there any other announcements this morning? Yeah, Deb. All right, yeah. So if you couldn't hear Deb, the Ladies Fall Fun will just be a good time for fellowship, for spending time, some quality time with each other, and doing some crafts along with it. So that'll be a good opportunity for you guys to get connected and just have some fun here before Halloween comes. Any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is 1 Peter 1. 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
Good morning again, and welcome to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen and stand with me, we're going to sing hymn number 34, The God of Abraham Praise. The words may be a little unfamiliar, but the tune, we've sung that before in a different set of words. So, The God of Abraham Praise, number 34.
God of Abraham, praise, who reigns enthroned above, ancient of everlasting days, and God of love. Jehovah great I am, my earth and heaven confessed, I bow and bless the sacred name forever blessed. The God of Abraham praise at whose supreme command from earth I rise and seek the joys at his right hand. And power, and him my only portion make, my shield and tower. He by himself has sworn, I on his oath depend, I shall on eagle wings upborne to shall his power adore and sing the wonders of his grace forevermore. The whole triumphant host give thanks to God on high, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. might and majesty are thine, and endless praise.
Very good singing. Greet one another and let them know you're glad they're here. As we find our seats, it is the opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. And as we get the opportunities to bring those before us, I'm going to ask Omar to come up. He's got a praise, and so I thought it would be best if he shared it.
Psalm chapter 37, verse 7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Some of you know that I'm on the board of directors of the Victory Center Bible Camp. And 2 years ago, Ken and Karen gave us their resignation as the directors of the camp. And through a long process of advertising nationwide and sorting through a lot of resumes, we didn't find anybody. But through word of mouth in South Dakota, we found three really good candidates. And the first two, we were ready to offer the position, and they withdrew. The third candidates were Steve and Kara Pyatt from Mobridge, South Dakota. And the Lord had to work in their life for about a year and prepare us as well as the board. And Ken invited them to camp. He was the speaker 1 week at camp, and they brought their family, and they spent that week at camp. And they both had been praying about this, and then Steve talked to Kara a little bit about applying for this job. And the application that we give them takes a little time to fill out. It's about 15 pages. And she said that she had been praying about it as well, and the Lord gave her peace that that's what they needed to do, and he was feeling that as well, too. He's in the construction business with his dad and his brother and his brother-in-law, and his dad is also the pastor of their church, and they're involved with the youth ministry there as well. So when he approached his brother about filling this application out and being not able to work in the construction company in the heart of construction season through the summer, his brother's response to him was, well, what took you so long to fill that application out? He thought that was the Lord's will, pushing him in that direction. And we as a board got a little anxious, I think. But again, as the Bible says, you know, wait upon the Lord. And we feel like we met with them Friday night and offered them the job, and we just felt like for the last month or so that they were the perfect fit for Victory Center. And we offered them the job Friday night, and Saturday afternoon they got back to us and accepted. He said they could have told us yes Friday night, but felt like they needed to think on it overnight. Huge, huge praise. And we just think that, you know, Ken and Karen have been there 40 years. They're the only director that those of us that are still alive would know. And Ken, we hired them as directors in training. And Ken and Karen will be traveling with them to the supporting churches. So we plan to have them here sometime and introducing them to the supporting churches. And they do need to raise support. They will be going from a full-time construction job to half-time. And so they do need to raise a certain amount of support, and hopefully we can all be a part of that as well. But just praise the Lord, and just his answers to prayer are just wonderful. Thank you.
That is wonderful news. Knowing the gentlemen that are on the Victory board, that's been a labor of love. So it's great to see that answer to prayer. It does show us that God is working. Other praises and prayer requests that we have. Yeah, Dale.
Something about being great grandparents in June.
So, something like that. So congratulations. It is a long way, but that is wonderful news of a different phase of life. Of being great grandparents. There's a few that could give you some direction on how to do that. Great grandparents in June. That's wonderful. Yes, Kathy.
I have nine grandchildren and now I have six grandchildren.
Well, congrats.
Katie was born on September 3rd. Beautiful girl named Ivy Kate.
Ivy? Kate. Ivy Kate Gerlach was born September 30th. That makes number six for great grandchildren. We will praise God for that family. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. And his first name,
Vernon.
Vernon.
Yeah. And he turned 73 yesterday.
That's a typical South Dakotan thing. Other places, 73, that's the high end. That's young here. But we will continue to pray for Vernon, Ernie's brother in Missouri. Has been dealing with health issues. And is in that transition, whether he wants it or not, of where he's going to and what's he going to be doing. But he has been falling, and so we will be praying for him and his healing. Other requests or praises? Yeah. Brenda.
Thank you all for praying for my family. Continue to pray for my brother as he starts another journey alone after 41 years of marriage. Mm-hmm.
We're glad that you made it back safely, and you know that was a difficult trip. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you and praise you for such a beautiful morning, for the opportunities that many have had in our area, whether they've come in as visitors or for some of our church family that are hosts, and others have gone out to, as opening of pheasant season has started. And we thank you for the beautiful weather you've given. For those that are coming in and those that are we come across, help us to be salt and light, to represent Christ well, as you have called us to be ambassadors for Christ, to be ministers of reconciliation, and in showing of hospitality to also show the love of Christ to them. Father, we also pray for our area as the harvest is going forth. We continue to pray for safety, both for the families operating as well as everyone on the roads. We pray for equipment to work well, for patience and wisdom when it doesn't, and for your provision. Father, you've known the drought conditions we have had and the harvest that is coming in. We marvel again and give you thanks and praise for providing for our needs. We pray for those that are getting cattle ready for winter. Grateful that the snow out west was not as bad as in years past with the harshness on the livestock. But Father, you know our need of moisture and yet the wanting to get things out of the field. So Father, give us patience. And as we rejoice with these praises, we are grateful for the expansion of families. We pray for Dale and Ruth and their family as a new addition in June. Pray for mom and baby. And yes, it is a long way away, but that you would protect and help both to grow strong and be healthy. Father, we rejoice with Kathy with the addition to her family, for Ivy Kate, that you would, and with her family, you would speak into her life. We thank you for new life. We thank you for answers to prayer and the prayer requests we've had for many years. And I know Ken and Karen was even before they announced their resignation, that you would bring a new director to Victory, a new family, to be a part of that ministry. And we pray for the Pyatts as they begin this transition, for Ken and Karen to be able to hand the baton off to them, for the Pyatts to be able to learn, but also to make this ministry their own with their own ideas and help them to have the freedom to do that. We thank you for your faithfulness, for each of the board members that and supporting churches that have come alongside of Victory. We rejoice with this answer to prayer. And so we acknowledge the Pyatts' need for finances, that you would raise up support for them as well. Father, we pray for Ernie's brother, Vernon, that you would heal him, that with the health issues he has and the age he is at, help him to know what he can and can't do, but also that transition is hard. For one who has worked his whole life and to see his mind is still willing, but his body is struggling, and we pray that you would give him wisdom, help him to have contentment, but we also pray for his healing, and that is our desire. We also pray for Brenda's brother in the passing of his wife, and moving forward, it is a significant time of grief, and we know that you have promised to walk with us through all the victories and all the struggles of life, and even through grief. We're grateful for your presence and just ask that you give him a sense of peace, a sense of that you are there with him in the midst of this, that you have not left him, that you, the promise of your son, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, will be true in his life. And we just pray for the family and their time of grief, that you would show yourself an ever-present help. And Father, as we think of the ministry here, we are grateful for Club Rock and the students that you bring into our doors. Help us as staff to sense where you're at work, to join you in the planting of the seeds of the gospel in the students' lives. Pray for our youth group as they go through the school year and plan for activities, as they look at a summer missions trip, that you would work all the details out, but continue to speak through Derek and Kelly. We thank you for them being a part of our fellowship and the leadership that they provide, and Derek provides with the ministries you've called him to. Father, we pray for the Mainses as they are missionaries of the month, that you would be with the island of Grenada as it goes through the issues of COVID, and as they try to run the school, that you would help them to for health, that protection, and for the opportunity to invest in the lives of the students on the island. For our country, we pray that you would, through the struggles and hardships we seem to be facing, that people would be drawn to you, that it is a reminder again and again that our hope is not found in government, hope is not found in what's on the shelves of our grocery stores or the gas prices, but our hope is found in Christ, and that you have promised to take care of our daily needs. And that way, we can focus on building your kingdom. Help us to pursue your righteousness first, and then to seek after building your kingdom together. So watch over us this week. We ask that you would be honored and glorified through our service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome. What a beautiful fall day we have today. The weekend is beautiful. And God is just blessing us with warmth and sunshine and fall colors. And, you know, he's just so good. And so it's a wonderful thing to be able to come together in his house, love on each other, praise our Lord and adore him. So stand up this morning, sing with us.
Jesus Christ.
Ahead and be seated as we sing this next song, Draw Me Close. It's just amazing that when we pull the Lord in and we allow him to really work in our hearts and really work in the good and in the bad, how much relief we have because he loves us so much. And so as we sing this song, just feel the Lord's presence. Just open your heart this morning. Prepare your heart for the service for pastors preaching this morning and just join us.
Father, we thank you for the reminder from these lyrics and the reminder that we've been seeing throughout the book of Romans that you are all we need. That there is nothing else that we can do, that we could add. It's solely through your love for us and the gift of your Son that our need for salvation is met. We pray that you would be with our time now as we continue to look at the book of Romans and we glean from it the truth that you would have for us to learn this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.